Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I encourage you to go check it out at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. And you can find out more about it at the website. Get signed up for our emails as well. We send out quite a few emails these days. We're not trying to overload your inbox, but we want you to be informed. Folks, there's a lot going on. And we, as believers, need to be involved. It says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." So important that we are aware of what's going on, and then we act according to what we know to be the truth. And that's what we try to bring you here at Chosen Generation Radio, is the truth. And one of our truth sayers is with me right now. Very pleased to welcome. He is a lifelong diplomat. He has served in government and in the private world as well, in corporate relations and in foreign and international business relations. I want to welcome to the program Bart Marcois. Bart, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be with you. And thank you for being one of those great torches that shines the light in the darkness.
Well, I appreciate those words of encouragement. Thank you, brother. Mean a lot to me. Well, we've got a lot going on. I had Sam Faddis was on with me yesterday, former CIA. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, you know, Brennan and the CI that he obviously was running, and how a CI works, how an agency like the CIA, could have individuals within it that aren't communicating with each other, that aren't saying anything because they're working under what they believe to be a legitimate CI operation, and the way in which that takes place. You interacted with a lot of those things. You weren't CIA, but you were State Department, you were a diplomat, and you were read in on different kinds of operations and things of that nature. And you and I have talked before about how presidential policies, administrative policies, oftentimes can take anywhere from a year to 2 years to sometimes they never actually even get implemented in the entire 4 years that that particular president is in office, which speaks to the State Department becoming one of the entities that was weaponized against President Trump. I'd like to kind of get into that conversation because of what's happened now with Mar-a-Lago and what appears to be getting ready to happen against all of middle America that doesn't agree with wokeness through the hiring of potentially 87,000 new armed IRS agents. So I know that's a big apple to bite off, but, if you can kind of help start us down the path of walking through understanding the apparatus that has become the government, which our founders didn't intend, and how are they able to do the things that they are doing? And can they target us? Can they actually go after all of us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sure can. My family and I have been the target of government persecution in the past. In 2009, We were audited as a result of our political activity. We were involved in Tea Party organizations, and we were involved in helping to defend the traditional definition of marriage with Proposition 8 in California.
Sure.
And everybody who was involved in Proposition 8 got audited by the IRS that year out of the blue and with no real reason. And people that had greater financial interests than I have were also accused of wrongdoing by the SEC. People that had large companies were received fines and investigations, totally unwarranted fines, unwarranted investigations from the Department of Labor. Every aspect of government was brought to bear by the Obama administration against people who were seen as their political enemies, who were seen as taking the wrong approach to political matters. In our case, we were investigated by the IRS office in Laguna Niguel, California, although I am a resident of Virginia. And I asked why the investigation was being conducted from there, and they came up with a completely phony excuse that it took me over a year to resolve. It took me actually 2.5 years to resolve, and I finally got the audit transferred to my local IRS office after thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of time.
What was their reason? Why were they doing it out of California, Bart?
They said that their office was responsible for investigating people in Washington DC who had ever worked for an embassy or a foreign government office. I had worked as a consultant
right
to the Kuwait Information Office at one point, and they said I had to prove that I was not receiving money from Kuwait in the previous 11 years. I had to go back 11 years and prove that.
And almost like a Manafort kind of a thing, right? I mean,
yes,
to some degree
it was like.
Yeah, okay.
And I said to start with, at the end of my tenure there, I worked as a senior official for the United States government, outranking you and your boss, and I was a principal deputy assistant secretary with security clearances. I would think you would take the word of the FBI and the people doing my background investigation that I was clean. No, wouldn't satisfy them. When I finally got it transferred to my local Virginia office, I went in for an audit. The audit took 19 minutes, and the, you know, nice GS-11 who looked at through my papers said, I have no idea why you were selected for an audit in the first place. You have receipts, you have records, you have everything, you're completely clean. And the nightmare was over, although I had, you know, run up very difficult
bills and expenses
that took me another year and a half to resolve. This is what they can do. And with 87,000 armed IRS agents, the U.S. government, the Biden administration, is planning to have an army larger than the active duty Marine Corps. And these are people who have no discipline, no training. You're going to have 87,000 people shooting themselves in the leg and the foot because their firearms training is going to constitute, you know, it's going to be an hour and a half
right
somewhere. And suddenly they're going to have a 9mm Glock running around banging on somebody's door. It is shocking. It's frightening. It's alarming. And if they can do it to President Trump, they can do it to me. They can do it to you. They'll come after you and me for talking about this on your show.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. And as I've been warning people, especially down here in Texas, Tony Ortiz with Current Revolt Uncovered, 25 of the 50 offices that they are opening here in Texas. And the recruiting they're doing here in Texas is, and I believe throughout all of this, is under what's called the Direct Hiring Initiative, which normally is like a major deal. You can't just go through and start using this initiative unless there's identified to be some kind of an emergency. And so they've identified and stated that they believe there's some kind of an emergency. Now, the only saving grace that we have in this is that in order for this to actually be passed and go into law, I'm told they have to have 60 Senate votes in order for that to happen, because they still have to fund it. And that's what's in the bill that is a part of, you know, passing this through. So we still have an opportunity here in September with our senators to hopefully put enough pressure on them, the Cornyns and the McConnells and the Romneys and so on, to be able to possibly hold this at bay. But this, they're under marching orders. This is, they want to shut down 75 million American voices.
Yes, they're trying to silence political dissent, and it's not just the IRS. Look at the FBI. Look at the Mar-a-Lago raid. The more I see about the Mar-a-Lago raid, the more I'm convinced that it all goes back to Russia hoax. It all goes back to protecting the backsides of the people who conducted, who perpetrated that Russia hoax on the American people and on the world for 2.5-3 years. These are the unit that led the raid is headed by the same guy who phonied up the kidnapping plot against Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. The guy where two guys were just convicted, and they were mostly convicted of smoking pot and having and being stupid and being led into a kidnap fantasy by 14 or 16 FBI agents and informers on the FBI payroll who set the whole thing up. And these two guys said, yeah, sure, that sounds like a great time. And,
yeah,
you know, well, they're idiots.
Well, absolutely. Well, the other thing, and I laugh because, you know, the other part to this is that, and again, I don't think, you know, the left, progressives play the long game. We know that.
Yes.
They also, have a tendency right now to really show their arrogance in all of this, because this trial has proven out that there are individuals that were involved in the whole Whitmer situation. There's an informant that's come out and connected the dots between the Whitmer case and the J6 and some of what happened there, the Michigan State Police and their involvement in opening up the doors and in encouraging people to rush into the Capitol. And then another informant spoke about the relationship between the Whitmore conspiracy and what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Direct correlation with that as well. We'll get into that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Bart Marquise is my guest. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and be sure and support our wonderful sponsors right up here, over here. There we go. PatriotMobile.com, PatriotMobile.com/chosen.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Bart Marcois. Bart, welcome back again. It's great to have you with me. We're talking about this situation and the connection between the Whitmore case and the situation with January 6th and Mar-a-Lago. And they really have a lot of ties. And there's information coming out in this Whitmer trial. You gotta kind of scratch your head and think, I don't think they wanted this really to go to trial. That has to be kind of in the back of people's, of our minds as well, that they may not have really wanted this situation to go to trial.
Yeah, because they had so screwed up the investigation and the setup. The whole thing was a setup by the FBI because they couldn't find any plotters. And so the FBI hatched the plot. They had FBI informants who were being paid to hatch the plot to go in and pull these guys in who didn't like Whitmer and who didn't like government authority and sucker them into saying, yeah, I think this plot is a great idea. Let's go do it. And that the connection is the same guy who did that, who brought in several corrupt agents who were only fired or demoted after the conservative media exposed some of their horrific personal, wife beating and wife swapping and horrible lifestyle kinds of choices, they were finally discredited. The whole investigation was discredited. And what did the FBI do? Rather than demote the guy, the supervisor who authorized the whole operation and approved these corrupt agents and their participation in it, they promoted him, brought him back to Washington, and put him in charge of going after the people who entered the Capitol grounds on January 6th to protest the stolen vote, in my opinion, of Joe Biden stealing the vote from President Trump. And that same guy is the one who is in charge of the division that authorized the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It's all the same guy. The FBI leadership, Department of Justice leadership, Ray and Garland have decided this corrupt guy is the right one to go after a former president in a way that has never been done in the history of our republic. They went after him and they used this same corrupt guy. The connection there is obvious. They are abusing the power of the federal government and a federal police force to come after political critics. And it looks increasingly clear that the whole purpose of the Mar-a-Lago raid was to seize the evidence that President Trump had been keeping of the involvement of some of these senior bureaucrats in criminal activity involved with the Russia collusion hoax. That's what it was all about, I believe.
Well, it certainly seems that's the case, Bart. It certainly seems as though the focus here was to capture documents that they need in an effort to try to clear themselves. And President Trump declassified those documents and took them with him so that he would have the protection to protect himself, because he knew they weren't done. He knew they were going to come after him again. Sorry. I got a gnat over here that keeps flying at my face. but they knew that this was going to continue to be an issue, or President Trump did. And as to the list of grievances, I wrote this, and it's an article, you can find it on my site. It says, "Stop the J6 Disinformation." And you want to talk about grievances? How about this? Unlawful government-mandated shutdowns of our places of worship and our businesses. How about forced injections on citizens for travel and work? How about treatments that killed our loved ones and our friends? A clearly stolen election, which you mentioned. How about an invasion at our southern border and a humanitarian crisis? And by the way, I live in Texas. How about perverting an entire generation of children, where as many as 39% of Gen Z are now claiming LGBTQ because they've been indoctrinated at schools? And how about permanent gender mutilation? If you watch Matt Walsh and What Is a Woman, and you hear what these counselors are doing, and then finally, lawlessness and murder in our cities. Look, we have righteous grievances and a reason to want to redress our government, which is why people were there on the 6th of January to righteously redress the government.
It's like there's a meme that is popular. You see it all the time, a picture of President Trump saying, "They're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way." I know there are a lot of people who wonder, a lot of people will ask me, why do you still support President Trump? For me, I support him because he did what he said he was going to do. He stood up. He's not, I can't see his heart as God can. He has not spent a life in Christian service as you and I have. He has not been, we would not have called him a man of faith, judging him from the outside on his behavior before he became president. But my gosh, Greg, as president, the policies he pursued were more friendly to people of faith than any president since Ronald Reagan.
Amen.
He protected us. We kept on our answering machine the message we would get from the RNC during the election. We'd get it every 2 or 3 days saying, I am with you. I will fight for you. Hearing President Trump said that made us feel like somebody saw what was happening to us, and us being the vast majority of the American people who are people of faith, who care about human life, who care about human dignity, who want to live peacefully at home. John Adams, one of our founding fathers, said, every man everywhere wants the same thing, to live happy at home.
Amen. And we require a moral people to do that. And President Trump certainly seemed to have had a significant understanding of the value and the importance of the Christian faith and its role in these United
yes.
States. All right. Bar Marcois has been my guest. We'll be back with more. Larry Ward joins me on the other side. Don and Ron, they're trying to recruit Don and Ron. We'll talk about that coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, here we go. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program from, from Don and Ron?
We want DonRon.com.
There we go.
Constitutional Rights Pack. Yeah. But we want DonRon.com is what we're promoting today.
Yeah.
Which is, we want the, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis ticket.
And I welcome Larry Ward to the program. So Larry, it's good to have you with me. So, they're trying really hard to create this whole separation idea between, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and, different camps and, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. And I find it interesting because I haven't heard President Trump say anything negative about Ron DeSantis. And I have not heard Ron DeSantis say anything, disparaging or challenging or what have you towards Donald Trump. Now that's, you know, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump didn't start out, you know, in opposite camps either early on in 2016. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But what are your thoughts with regards to that? What's your sense?
Well, here's the deal. Look, we get caught up, as humans in what Jim Collins, the guy who wrote Good to Great, one of my favorite business books of all time, he wrote something called The Tyranny of Or, right? Okay. We all get caught up in the tyranny of or. We have to have this or that. We can do this or that. Well, the truth is, that's a lie. We could have and. And I like Don and Ron, not Don or Ron. And if we get into a position where, just like you said with Ted Cruz, you know, Ted Cruz, unfortunately, I thought Ted Cruz was going to be president of the United States. I thought there was no way anybody was going to beat him. He was the outsider, and Donald Trump did a masterful job painting Ted Cruz as an insider.
It was masterful.
Yeah. It was awe-inspiring in terms of, you know, political gamesmanship. Now, that being said, it splintered the movement for a while.
He did.
I think that if Don and Ron go at each other the way Ted and Don did, it's going to be detrimental. It's going to absolutely hurt, the ticket. It's going to hurt the country. And I think they know that. And I think as much as it would hurt, to splinter the Ron and Don camps, I think it will be equally as beneficial, even more so, exponentially more beneficial to have them together. Because they really are on the same page. It is the greatest MAGA ticket that will ever be in history. I mean, there's not been a better pairing than Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. They can undo, the 12 years of Obama, you know, his first 8-year term and his new 4-year term.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
pretending
right.
that Joe Biden is president.
Sure.
But the Obama 12 years needs to be.
Well, and I would suggest that he was also performing a coup during the 4 years of Trump. Honestly, I mean, I know that President Trump got some things done, but there was a lot that he didn't get done. And when you think about how quickly Biden was able to unwind so much of it, both legislatively as well as from an executive position, what that tells me is, again, you know, I mean, Obama set up a White House 6 blocks from the White House. And he was running a shadow government. And the Whitmer trial is proving that. The J6 information is proving that. The Mar-a-Lago raid is proving that.
Russia collusion.
The Russia collusion, the Ukrainian nonsense, all of that. It's all proving that there was, in fact, a true coup that was being attempted. And actually, according to some of my sources, Sam Faddis came on and said yesterday here on the program that in his estimation, the coup actually did happen. They actually, there was a coup and they isolated President Trump and they were running a shadow government around him. And that's a coup.
Oh, absolutely. Not only were they running a shadow government around him, they took 4 years of his presidency away from him, you know, by stealing the election in 2020. So, you know, so the problem is that Trump was so isolated, as you had mentioned, from, because when he came into office, I think the only mistake he made was he said, okay, here's what I've done my whole career. I've been in business and when I needed to, you know, start a new line of business, whatever, I brought in the experts, right? And he brought in the business experts. He brought in people who knew what they were doing, who were competent, who were able to make money. And he was very successful doing that. When Trump, became president, he said, I've got to bring in the government experts. And he made a huge mistake because he should have brought in people like him from the outside who could run a business and who would clean house in the government, and instead he brought in the people who could govern from the right, like Reince Priebus, and
it was horrible.
It was just awful.
Yeah, it was
awful,
horrible.
Awful.
All the way down the line.
And then Reince hired the entire staff.
Yep.
So, you know, it took him a while to figure that out.
And I think the other part to this, and you're a business person, so you can relate to this, and I look at it as a former business executive myself and owner of businesses. He looked at this as a hostile takeover. He understood he was coming in a hostile takeover. But in a hostile corporate takeover, the guys that aren't going to work for you leave. There is honor in that. They leave. And the ones that stay come in and they work your vision because you're the new owner of the company. Twitter's learning that, right? With Elon Musk. It's like, look, if Musk is going to come in and run this thing, we're leaving, we're getting out of here if we don't agree with him. And those that do agree with him will stay. That's just how that works. Trump assumed the same thing was going to be true amongst the government thieves. Okay.
There's nothing is permanent as a government employee. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Now you're absolutely right. They didn't leave and they conspired to hurt him.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even Mike Pence, unfortunately.
I agree.
You know, it was working against the president the whole time while pretending he was working with him. And maybe not the whole time, but at least toward the end, he worked against the president.
Well, I didn't trust Mike Pence from Indiana when he stuck it to the pizza owners. Remember the pizza owners that tried to stand up for marriage and the House and the Senate passed that, you know, religious freedom, protection rights bill and he signed it, but then he went back in and had them pass some stuff that really kind of gutted it. And he didn't stand for marriage. He didn't stand for traditional values. He bent over then, and I think he was bent over all the way into the White House.
Yeah, he was. And you know, it got worse and worse and worse. Wow. So, look, Ron DeSantis is not Mike Pence.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis is a is an American first conservative.
Yeah.
He was truly one of the best conservatives in the House when he was a member of Congress.
Yeah.
He got the top spot in Florida as Florida's governor and governed like a conservative.
Yeah.
Like a America first, a Florida first conservative. And he has been governing incredibly well. If Trump was not in the picture, I would say Ron DeSantis could run and win.
He's the guy.
I think if Ron and Don run against each other, they're going to hurt each other because they're both capable, in terms of politics. They're going to splinter the camps. It's going to be ugly and it's not going to help the cause. I think the only way they can, both be in the White House is together. So Don runs and becomes president for 4 years with Ron DeSantis. Then we get another 8 years. That's 12 years of MAGA in the White House.
That right there, that's the key. And in my estimation, and I agree with you, I think that the only way that happens is if Donald Trump brings Ron DeSantis in as his vice president. Otherwise, I don't think we end up with a Republican on the other side of Trump. I really don't. We'll be back to talk about that right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Larry Ward, is with me. ConstitutionalRights.pack. ConstitutionalRights.pack. And, we want DonAndRon.com. We want DonAndRon.com.
We want DonRon.com.
DonRon.com. D-O-N-R-O-N. That's Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And so we're talking about that, as we were going into, to the break. Go ahead and finish that thought if you would.
Well, here's the thing, right? So Pence was completely unreliable.
Yeah.
And kind of useless. I mean, Pence was in charge of the COVID response and, you know, he did a terrible, terrible, terrible job.
He partnered with Fauci and Deborah right. Burkle, who in her right. book admits that she lied. I mean.
No, they all lied. They all lied. Everything was a lie. Look, but Pence was so terrible. So what would Ron DeSantis do as vice president? There's one job that I think the President of the United States can give him. Personnel. Mm. Ron DeSantis has already proven he suspended an attorney, a district attorney in his state
right.
who was a Soros district attorney who
yep.
wasn't doing his job.
Yep.
That's the guy we need in charge of personnel.
Yep.
Put Ron DeSantis in charge of all personnel matters across the entire bureaucracy and fire everyone. Dismantle the FBI. Turn the FBI into a pile of rubble because that's all it deserves to be. Turn all of the law enforcement over to the U.S. Marshals, who I've never heard of a bad thing about. So turn law enforcement over to the U.S. Marshals and shutter the FBI, gut the DOJ, gut the EPA, shut the EPA, just continually
BLM.
Shut all of these agencies.
Get yeah. rid of the BLM because the government isn't even supposed to have all this land and property, and they're right. giving it to the Chinese, by the way. Hello.
Right.
You know, Rick Manning was talking about this yesterday about the midterms, and if we can get to the midterms, and I know that they're trying really hard to create a scenario by which upheaval and who knows what, but provided that happens and we take the House back, Jim Jordan ends up as the chair of the House Judiciary, and he knows where all the bones are buried. Can you imagine? I just was thinking about this as you were saying it and kind of getting excited. Can you imagine Ron DeSantis as the vice president in charge of personnel and Jim Jordan as the guy in charge of House Judiciary? I don't know who they would bring back to be the attorney general that would run the department. Who are you thinking?
Cash Patel.
Oh my gosh.
Cash Patel.
Oh wow. Okay.
Attorney General of the United States.
Oh my. Yeah. Right. Wouldn't that be something?
And then if there has to be an FBI or even the U.S. Marshals, you need to put a good law enforcement guy there. Dan Bongino.
Okay. Okay. Well, wouldn't that be something? You want to talk about cleaning house. Oh my. Yeah, that would be something else.
If Ron DeSantis doesn't want to do personnel, he can leave it to me. I could fill all the top positions. I know who belongs where.
Okay. Good deal. This time around, there's no question that the swamp has to get drained. I mean, major drainage. And in my mind, I don't think there is, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are the guys that I think would be doing it. I would have loved to have seen a Ted Cruz do that, but I don't think that, I just don't see at this point, that he would be to do it. And you mentioned about, you know, that he seemed like he was going to be the front runner in 2016. And I agree with you, but he made some calculated mistakes specifically when it came to the grassroots. He opened the door for Donald Trump to be able to build the bridge with Katrina Pearson and the grassroots groups by basically distancing himself from the grassroots by bringing in a Washington political operative.
Yeah, you know, Ted Cruz, I like Ted. I know a lot of folks don't like. I think Ted has been great in the Senate. He's a consistent vote.
Yep.
I think he is kind of the outsider, or at least was the outsider, you know, when he was running for office there.
Yep.
He probably got a bad rap. I don't think his father killed JFK.
Oh my gosh. I know Raphael. Raphael comes on this program on a monthly basis. I've known Raphael for years. Raphael prayed with my family regularly when I was in the hospital recovering from this horrific accident.
He called my wife
to encourage her. No, he's an incredible godly man, and that was a very horrible thing that was allowed to go out through, you know, through a very slimy media channel.
Yeah, you know, of course I'm kidding, but
yeah.
It was, like I said, it was masterful gamesmanship is what it was with Trump, but you put these two guys together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you already see, you know, Alex Jones just endorsed Ron DeSantis. You already see the splintering, right? Because everybody is stuck in the tyranny of or. And I'm trying to tell everybody, look, we can have both. We can have both.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we have both, we have 12 years. You even mentioned, you know, maybe after, you know, Ron DeSantis runs president, maybe he can grab Kristi Noem as vice president. Now maybe we have 20 years in the White House. You know, that's what we're going to need to correct this nonsense, correct this country.
Well,
to course correct. We have to course correct.
Because you've got nearly 100 years of the progressives working on this, okay? They've been going after this since the late 1800s, you know, early 1900s, Woodrow Wilson, the United Nations, the globalists, all of that stuff that they did. I mean, this goes back a very, very long time. And we're going to have to unwind an entire generation that is searching for truth, but they're not going to find it. Our public education system is going to have to be completely and totally revamped because everything that they're teaching in our public education system is an indoctrination piece against it's anti-Americanism. It's against our country.
If you look at what just happened in Florida, I mean, that's the game plan. Now, here's the difference, and this is really important. If you're listening and you're talking about taking over the school boards, in most states, and this is an evil trick that the school boards pulled. School board elections are typically not held on big election days.
Right.
Like primaries and things like that.
Right.
They bury their school board elections on like a random, you know, March, Wednesday in the middle of, you know, nowhere where nobody's paying attention and nobody realizes that there's even an election.
Right.
So the unions know and they get all of their voters, together, but the everyday voter who's working a 9-to-5 doesn't know that school boards are there. So you got to pay attention to when your school board elections are, but when they are on, and if you're running elections, make sure you put your school board elections on a general or a primary election day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, what happens is like what happened in Florida, where we took over all of the school boards, including in Miami-Dade.
Isn't that amazing? Broward County.
Broward County. We took over the most liberal areas. We took over all the school boards with conservative voices. Yeah. We have to do that everywhere, but you have to be, and this is really important. You have to know when your school board elections are.
Yeah. Well,
if you don't know when your school board elections are, get to know when your school board elections are and promote it. Put signs up. Make sure that your community knows when your school board elections are.
And you also need to know when your state school board election is, so you're voting for your state school board, because this textbook issue is another big part of this. There are two big textbook companies. California controls one. Texas has been able to more or less control the other one. Texas, we fought very hard here in Texas because there was some bad stuff going on with regards to that, to try to get our textbooks back under control. But if you don't have the right textbooks, then the teachers don't have the right material that they need in the classroom to be able to teach the truth. And right. We need to weed that stuff out. And man, that's another critical piece to this. Larry Ward, constitutionalrights.pac.
Constitutionalrightspack.com.
Constitutionalrightspack.com. Excuse me. And then go ahead and give him the.
We want DonRon.com. If you want Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis to run together, they have to know it, and they are both aware of this petition, believe me. So go to wewantdonron.com and sign the petition. We got 5,000 petition signers right now. We need 500,000. So please tell everybody you know, go to the wewantdonron.com and sign the petition.
There you go. And we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928. 2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.